Now, our next guest, he is a Calgarian. He's a good human. He got his taste of the National Hockey League. It was a great story. Guy paid his dues, you know, went across the globe before finally donning a Chicago Blackhawks sweater back in 1718, and continues to play very much in a Reg Dunlop capacity, player coach. He's done it all. He can do it all. He's Jeff Glass. Jeff, good morning, man. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. What's today look like? What are we taking you away from?
Oof. No, I mean, being a coach, I learned that you start early. I thought I started early in the morning with a three-year-old, but then the coaching world taught me that there's a whole other level to that. So just getting up, getting after it, a little bit of coaching later today, but nothing yet.
Oh, boy. So I have to ask. I may as well get it out of it. You seem like a good guy, Jeff. No one really has a bad word to say about you. You've played a long time, and now, you know, your coaching has now become a bit of a thing. You're a family man, as you mentioned, with a kid. I think you've done very well for yourself. But yet, you choose, I guess, of your own, just it's your own doing, to hang out with Ryan Pinder. And I don't know how or why someone like you would choose to do that. Do you have any answers for me?
We all have flaws. And apparently that's mine. And, you know, it's like a vice I have. He calls. He wants to go golfing. He wants to do whatever. And I just can't say no. Yeah. He puts on a good facade in front of me, apparently, because I still think he's a half-decent guy. But, he's got quite the reputation. I haven't quite seen the real Ryan Pinder yet, I guess.
So when you say if you want to go golfing or want to do whatever, the whatever is patio beers, right? Like, it can only be that.
I get nervous if we're not going to have a beer.
That's right,
I don't know if I've really met Ryan sober, to be honest. So it would make me nervous to hang around with him in that and not that quite an atmosphere.
Yeah, because I just think there must be many people on your friend bus. You've played in Russia. You've played around the world. You've junior hockey. You got to know a lot of guys, but yet. And not only you'll get into an airplane with him, which is really tight quarters. I mean, it's one thing to share have a beer or a golf cart, I guess, but to be in an airplane for a significant amount of time, you're a brave man.
You know what? The funny part is I don't think he was even sober in the airplane. So it's kind of a running
not on the way back.
Well,
the way there I was. Come on.
It feels like we're trending in a certain direction here, but it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I have nothing bad to say.
Pinder, you can tell the story now because we probably should let people in on, we're talking about an airplane. This is a guy that is it a license? Do you get a pilot's license or what's the terminology?
Yeah, you're on point. It's
all right.
A pilot's license. Go ahead, Pinder. You can take this one.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably going to tell it. At some point, Glass wasn't happy enough with being a professional hockey player and all-around good guy that he decided, well, I got some spare time. He can't sit still, and just decided to work on his pilot's license. And no matter where he's gone to play in, like, the last half decade, he's been hanging around airports and looking at weather reports and planning flights and buzzing around. And that includes in, like, Toronto, Chicago, and L.A. areas, which is some pretty crowded airspace. So I don't know, Glasser, like, how did that start for you? We've gotten up, but that's well after you had the itch, clearly.
Yeah, no, I thought you were going to go tell the story about how we needed to get to Edmonton.
Yeah,
so
that's
that
we what
could,
I was.
Well, we
and
did,
you know
but
what, Jeff,
some background
in fairness,
there, yeah.
Jeff, that's exactly what I was asking, but he went in a different direction because he's Pinder. So you can fly a plane, and again, you chose to fly to Edmonton with Pinder. What was this about?
So we, to back this story up, which I thought we were going to tell here, was I was looking to finish my commercial pilot's license, and I had one test left to write. The testing centers were closed here in Calgary, so I decided I'd write an early flight in an early test in Edmonton and take a flight up. And so convenient that Ryan Pinder could book a round of golf later in the afternoon so that we could do it together. So I picked him up bright and early. We flew to Edmonton. I wrote a test. I don't know what he did, but he killed a couple hours, and
uh-huh.
then we reconvened on the golf course for a round
on
of 18.
Patio.
That's exactly what he did, and then we headed back to Calgary, and he forgot to drink his birdie juice on the course. So he decided to drink his birdie juice on the airplane on the ride home. But it was good. We made it back, and it was a lot of fun.
You're a despicable person, Ryan.
Thank
just
you, dude.
The yeah. more, I mean, just when I think I've heard it all, you know, another layer to it. So what can you fly right now? What's how big of a aircraft are we talking?
Oh man, no. So I've been rated to fly a multi-engine airplane over land, would be the technical term. Anything with two engines and a prop basically is what I can fly. I make Ryan nervous, I think, every time we plan a trip over the mountains, because he realizes that there's not a lot of places to land when it goes whoops. But no, so far it's been fun. We've enjoyed a few short trips, let's put it that way.
So how often does it go whoops?
Well, it hasn't gone whoops for me yet. I've landed every single time I've taken off. So that's so far so good. Wheels down
nervous.
Every time too. But I think he's made reference to a Seattle trip that he owes me due to being a bad bettor, and he suggested that I fly there, but there's a lot of rocks between us and there. So I don't know if I'll get to actually get behind the wheel there and fly that one, or if we're going to actually let somebody on an airline fly us.
Yeah, he's using you, Jeff, is what's happening here. He's found someone in his life that can maybe get a pilot with a plane, and now you can help him get to his Seattle Blue Jays stuff. Like that's,
I would like to dispute this, but I cannot.
That's what's happening here.
It's not just Blue Jays in Seattle, Dean, but it's also, you know, it's a long way to drive to the Columbia Valley, like 3 hours. It's really in a straight line, quite a short little ditty. It can be a day trip in a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
Huh.
A little air stripping in from here. You know that, Dean?
Yeah. So that's what you had cooking.
We're working. We're cooking.
Right.
I don't know that we got everything finished off yet, but we're looking over some recipes here.
So do you own planes, Jeff? Or do you?
No. Currently, I am just I'm the proud renter of airplanes. So I find a little airplanes. If anyone's listening that wants to rent me their airplane, so that I can fly sober and sometimes not so sober Ryan Pinder around Western Canada, they can reach out to you guys and then reach out to me. But no, we are right now we're in the renting business.
Tell me, Pinder's giving you some dough for this. Like, please tell me.
This is part of the plan. It's all right. not
you know what? The best part is, doubling back to the first part, is I do have a little one, and I know I can count on him if I need to go for a beer somewhere. So it's kind of nice to know that I have a guy that's probably in one 8 days a week if yeah. need be.
Yeah, he's never that far away. And he's very reliable when it comes to debauchery of some.
I got a table at one for England, Czech Republic.
Of course you do. Yeah, always. Always does. Jeff Glass hanging out with us here this morning. Now, Pinder, I'll let you kind of take over here. But it's man crush. It's a love affair with us, and I think so many people, with Braden Point. What's not to love? What's not to like? The guy, I mean, he plays hard. Everything about what you're seeing with him right now, the fact that his production elevates when it matters most, is that's Hall of Fame stuff. That's you dream about having players that can elevate at this time of the year, and he's clearly one of them. Walk us through kind of a relationship, might not be the right word, but just your interaction with Braden Point, who's really having another coming out party this postseason.
Yeah, no, I was lucky enough to meet Braden right when he was trying to make millions and millions of dollars, and couldn't come to terms with Tampa Bay. So he was holding out 2 years ago, and our summer skate was coming to an end. So it was, you know, last man standing was me and him. And he said, let's find some ice. So it was me, him, and his dad, who is one of the best humans on planet Earth. And we went out together, and I was telling Ryan this story. It's crazy how he trains different and how everybody else practices the same drills and everybody else skates and practices the same way. But for some reason, Pointer just did it different. And he focused on going to the front of the net. He focused on his hands in tight, and all these things that he's doing now, they just aren't a fluke. He practices them a certain way, and he knows how to do them. So to see him have this much success, I think it catches everybody off guard. You're never going to expect a guy to get have an 8-game goal streak in the playoffs. But at the same time, you knew he was good. He was always the best guy at summer skates. He was always just that guy. So super happy for the guy and his family because, yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, and Glasser, I mean, you know Colburn pretty well. You guys were on that incredible World Junior team, the best of all time, and he was on that championship squad last year. I mean, what do you know about the inner workings of Point in that room? Because there's all the talk is about Kucherov and Stamkos and Hedman, but, I mean, he may have kind of got snubbed on not getting the Conn Smythe last year.
Yeah, and like, I don't want to speak for the fact I'm not in that room. I don't know exactly how it works, but from what I've heard, he's the good guy in the room, and he's a younger guy that everybody loves. He's just got one of those personalities, so he's easy to root for. He was obviously a younger guy, comparatively speaking, to his line mates, but everybody loves playing with the guy. And when I talked to Braden last year in the playoffs, he said that it was amazing how they went, how he went. And Braden Point was their guy, and whether people outside of the room felt it or not, like, they felt it inside the room and they knew it. So pretty cool stuff there.
Tell us about the experience this year. You got a little coaching on your belt, and you also got to play in some net as well with the San Diego Gulls, but not in San Diego, in Greater LA. We're talking about a weird year, but you ended up back in Cali.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I was given just an outstanding opportunity this year to go down. And hey, let's face it, when it's almost the end of the career here, everyone tries to hang on for one, two more years. And I don't want to say I was guilty of that, but I don't know exactly where I would have been without this opportunity. And they gave me a call. They wanted me to come down and, like Boomer said, do the old Reg Dunlop thing there. So I'd go down, and I was full on a player, and then I was a full on coach some days, and some days it was something in the middle. And it was great. It was viewed more as a mentorship role this year. So it was I was working with two young guys, a Czech and a Swede. They're both going to be outstanding goalies, and my job was to basically just kind of help them along. And my mentor is Sudsy, the goalie coach with Anaheim. He was on me daily as to how we approached the two of them. And it was really cool because I don't think I've ever approached goaltending this way. And these two guys, all they needed was help. It wasn't technical help. It wasn't how to butterfly slide, how are we going to integrate into the post. We got into a little bit of that stuff, but it was, you know, hey, I don't have a driver's license. You know, I'm living in a foreign country, and now you have a guy that's been there and can kind of do that. And they don't have to go ask the head coach, hey, how do I do this and that? They have a guy in between. And that was kind of my role this year, and it was a fun year.
Tell us about Zegras, the young American kid that stole the World Juniors and, I guess, everyone's attention in it.
Well, I hate that we're talking about him right now, because that's the last thing we need is this guy getting any more attention, because he'll drive enough attention to himself. He's quite the personality. He was one of my favorites on the team. He's loud. He's outgoing. He's everything you'd expect an American superstar to be. So that's that. And but he's talented. He was the first guy to sign up for goalie skates when I needed a couple shooters, and he wouldn't try anything but, you know, the Michigan behind the net. And he's just creative beyond belief, probably to a fault. And I think he's learning that now, that if he reins it in a little bit, you're looking at an NHL superstar for many years to come. But just a 10 out of 10 personality, probably one of the loudest guys in the room. And he was 20 years old. So that says something about that.
Man, so is this
crazy?
As you sit here right now in June of 2021, what's your expectation for fall? And have you now? Hockey's such an uncertain thing. You don't know where it's going to take you. Is this Jeff Glass coach coming up? Is this your life? Do you see this as something now that maybe becomes the next stage of your career, or is it just kind of? It is what it is right now. No plans. Just ride it out.
No, I think we're transitioning here, and it's a good thing. I've spoke with the people above me after the last season, and it went really well. But I think we're all pushing, myself included, into less of a playing role and more of a coaching role moving forward. So I don't think I'll be appearing in as many games as I did last year. Even though I felt I played good, don't Google that. But I feel like I could still play. But I think that it's time that we move a little bit more into the coaching thing, and I think it's good for everybody. It's like I said, I'm working with young guys, and nothing makes me more excited to watch these guys kind of learn and grow and make the NHL. And how cool is it that you can kind of be alongside with them as they're getting their call-ups and their first games and all those cool things. So moving forward, I think it'll be a little more of the coaching side, but I was also told don't get fat because we might have to put you in once or twice. So I'm somewhere
don't
in between.
Get fat?
But... Yeah, that's I hear that a lot. Now, were you able to, because I'm guessing as a player slash coach with young guys, you're like, hey, here's what you need to do. Here's how you need to approach the game. I'm seeing this with you. I'm seeing that with you. Were you then able to hold up your end of the bar? Could you walk the walk and talk the talk when it was your turn in the crease? Because it would maybe fall a little bit on deaf ears when Jeff Glass, the coach, has all these pointers and is telling the others how to do it, and then he goes in and is letting in beach balls from the blue line.
Yeah, you nailed it. Like all joking aside, it was really hard to teach and then not do what you're teaching. So it was a good year for me personally, because if I would have listened to myself 12 years ago, I might not have spent seven of them in Russia, right? But I just had to go out there, and now if I'm going to tell a guy to do something, I got to be doing it myself. So it was a good year for habits, but credit to the young guys that actually listened to me. If I'm being totally honest, I think it would have been very easy to look at a guy that most practices was dressed in his full gear, but was in a coaching role and have to take him serious and listen to what he says. And hey, these two guys, they bought right in. They did everything I asked. And it was great. It was fun, but it would have been real easy for them to just roll their eyes and skate the other way. But yeah. They didn't do that.
Okay, so are we taking clubs or do
we rent? I was
going to
say, make sure.
What's the weight issue? How much fuel do we need to add for clubs in the plane? What's the deal here?
Yeah, we have a small weight issue. It looks like we'll be renting clubs, but I mean, we should be fine. I mean, we'll get there. And good thing is most courses will rent you clubs. So I don't foresee it being that big of an issue.
Sorry, Dean, just a weight issue. Otherwise,
we don't need a quote unquote oops. Let's put it that way. I would like this to be another one of those flights where you have a takeoff and a landing. That would be great.
On the wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to keep that percentage 100. So we're gonna stick to it.
Jeff, good to talk to you, man. Glad things are going well. Congrats on the coaching thing. That's exciting.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Right,
and keep Pinder out of the bars. I appreciate that.
No man has way too much of a responsibility. But thank you for that. I appreciate it.
See you, Glasser.
See you, guys.